Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This time, I'm introducing you to Aaron French, and he is the living perfect example of, you know, you kind of think your life is going to go in one direction, and then suddenly, several years later, you're in a place that you did not expect to be. Now, Aaron began life as a scientist, as a biologist, and as you'll hear in this interview, the universe had other plans for him. For me, it's such a good reminder that the path that I think I'm on, or the one that I think that I'm supposed to be on, well, maybe it just isn't the right path for me. And being flexible in this life, going with the flow, looking at the signs, hearing the signs, all of that is so important. And as Aaron tells in this episode, he listened to the signs, and you know what? He had a choice, but he also didn't have a choice for what he's doing now. I could tell you what Aaron's doing and how he's moving in the world, but really, I think Aaron does a much better job of it. So now, without further ado, here's my interview with Aaron French.
During my awakening, one thing that started to happen was that words of truth would start to illuminate, is the word I use. You know, so as you know, being, you know, a doctor of divinity is this period of time in the medieval ages where the Christian books would be illuminated with gold and beautiful drawings. And they called them illumination they were bringing life to the scripture through these beautiful ornate drawings. And so I was awakening through this process a number of years ago, and I was driving by on the freeway, and there'd be this billboard with some words of Jesus. One of the Christian groups would have a billboard of, you know, listen to Jesus. And all of a sudden, some of his words just like glittered in gold and then like danced off the page. You know, this world is so full of magic. This world is so full of magic, you know? And so I'm just going to quickly just like say a few things and not even necessarily stories, you know, like the fact that we can talk to trees and they can talk back to us, you know, like now this I take for granted, and I talk to trees and they talk to me every day. When that first started to happen, it was a period of deep magic. You know, I talk to rocks and I talk to the water and the sky, and they talk back, they communicate back to me, not with words, with mouths that appear and things like that, but simply with their energy and their vibration. They communicate back this deep, deep wisdom of healing and connection and knowledge and guidance. They guide us. So that's, you know, that's just one thing I wanted to share about magic. That's, you know, we're in this time of awakening where those things are normalized. And so like one of the first things I always say with people I work with when they're asking me, how can they, you know, you mentioned a person that might have an inkling or a little pull, but is not fully connected to this deeper pull of, you know, pool of spirit yet. And, you know, they're like, how do I feel this way, but I'm not sure. And there's a period of really deep discomfort, as you describe. One of my first recommendations is always like, spend more time in nature and really sit deeply and like really connect and talk to these powerful teachers that we have all around us, you know, really powerful teachers. Yeah, magic is so, so powerful. As I first started to wake up, you know, different magical things would appear. And then I was taught from my years of spiritual teachings to not attach meaning to the magic, to let it go. Because anything that appears magical in our experience is also an illusion. It's also part of the Maya of the thing. So if we attach meaning to any of it, then we can actually get stuck there by the shiny thing. But for example, during my awakening, one thing that started to happen was that words of truth would start to illuminate, is the word I use. You know, so as you know, being, you know, a doctor of divinity is this period of time in the medieval ages where the Christian books would be illuminated with gold and beautiful drawings. And they called them illumination they were bringing life to the scripture through these beautiful ornate drawings. And so I was awakening through this process a number of years ago, and I was driving by on the freeway, and there'd be this billboard with some words of Jesus. One of the Christian groups would have a billboard of, you know, listen to Jesus. And all of a sudden, some of his words just like glittered in gold and then like danced off the page, off the billboard. Some of the words of Jesus just like glittered in gold and then like sort of shimmered off into the unit. I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. But then what happened is I have, you know, I read texts from all traditions, just any of these books of growth, awakening, sacred poetry, sacred awakening. That's my jam. That's all I have all around me. And so I would read books, and all of a sudden certain phrases within the books would start to illuminate in that way. That's my word for that, would start to shimmer with truth. And what I think now, and that happened for maybe 6 or 9 months, and then it went away. And I don't do that. That doesn't happen for me anymore, but it's fun to talk about, not because it's important, but because it's like the ways the mystery of truth can come through for us can be anything. The way that magic can appear for us can look like anything. And so it wouldn't be like all the words in whatever text, but it would be those that had like this highest true kernel vibration of perfection in a certain way would vibrate and shine, and just sort of like this magic would appear. And so it isn't like the rest of the words weren't truth, but they were, you know, there's often like background explanation or sort of words that paragraph that lead us towards this nut of truth, this kernel of truth. This deep phrase of like, okay, this is the deepest truth from this whole passage. And so I would eagerly go through all of my books for quite some time and like looking for what were these passages that were just really like vibrating at this level of magic. So that's a fun little thing that just occurred to me. But right now too, you know, I just had this accident last week where I had a really bad fall off a ski hill and really deeply bruised my back in a way that I know was a miracle that I didn't die or become paralyzed. You know, I'm bruised from my middle back all the way down past my butt, and it's, you know, I it's not broken, but it's just like last week I could barely walk, and now I'm walking. I'm very, very, very lucky, very blessed. In that, since that time, I've always felt and known the power of prayer, but right now, you know, my friends, and I've been asking my friends, and they've been voluntarily praying for me and sending me love and blessings and prayers, and I feel and see the prayers come through right now in ways that I didn't know was possible. This is a brand new thing that's just I'm experiencing right now where I'm like, oh, someone's praying for me right now, and I can feel the vibrations of their prayer, and I can feel it come into me and heal me. And I can feel the beauty and the truth of this practice. And I don't know if I can describe it deeper than that. I literally feel the vibrations coming into me.
That's a wrap on this episode of the podcast and my conversation with Aaron French. Now, Aaron is many things, as I'm sure you understand now. But again, like, let's reiterate, he's a mentor, an Akashic reader, and spiritual practitioner for over 30 years. And he's also a psychic medium. And let's be honest, sometimes it's good to consult a psychic if you're so inclined, because maybe you just need a few clues as to the direction your life is going or which path you should take. So there will be a link in the episode show notes to contact Aaron and schedule your very own session. Once again, I have brought you another excellent human being who's doing good work in this world and making it a shinier and brighter place. Please do remember that ratings and reviews are ever so groovy. So if you like what you hear, please consider giving me a rating or writing a little review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Aaron. I mean, honestly, talk about flexibility. He uses both sides of his brain and then everything in between. You know, he might have started life off as a scientist, but look where he is now. He's been open to the mystery. He's been open to the mayhem. Because honestly, when your life starts going in a direction that you haven't planned for, there can be some mayhem. But Aaron is open to it because it's an adventure. Or at least I suspect it's an adventure. So be like Aaron, be open and flexible to the mystery and the mayhem that's unfolding all around you. See you next week. And I hope this next little bit of time is filled with laughter, with joy, and with strangers who ultimately become your friends.